This is the Ash'ar of Alif Billah Rumi Awad Zidmullah Shaki Muhammad Aqtasaf Rahmatullah Ali. It is entitled Apne Malik Ko Razi Kare Khub Ham Jiske Dil Mein Nahi Hai Tera Dard O Gham Jiske Dil Mein Nahi Hai Tera Dard O Gham Ho Ke Insa Nahi Janwar Se Wo Kam Jiske Dil Mein Nahi Hai Tera Dard O Gham Ho Ke Insa Nahi Janwar Se Wo Kam Dosto sun lo tum kuch meri dasta ek din phir nahi honge duniya mein hum khaake tan mein nahi hai agar dard e dil koi qeemat nahi khaak hai sirf hum دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں ہاں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستو درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستو ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم سارے ارض و سما اور شمس و قمر دیکھ کر پا گئے اپنے خالق کو ہم دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم سختیاں شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے سختیاں شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے مت سمجھ اس کو ہرگز ستم اختر بے نوا کی صدائیں سنو اختر بے نوا کی صدائیں سنو اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان ہی جانور سے وہ کم
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى. These ash'ar of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. If we all can, especially with this kitab, Maulana Rafiq Saab has made it, in English the translation is. Even if we just read a few couplets every day, going to bed any time. This will help tremendous to make our connection with Allah Ta'ala, to understand our purpose of life. Allah Ta'ala has blessed our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali with this very, very great treasure of presenting tasawwuf, the purpose of life, what we should be working for in this very beautiful poetic form. So we should try and read it every day, even just a few lines, and carry on, we'll benefit tremendously. This poem of Hazrat Apne Malik ko Razi Kare Khob Ham, that we try and please our Allah thoroughly, very much. And we should, in this regard also, amongst many other niyats we should make when we get up in the morning, one, my object of my life is to please Allah. That we make it fresh, refresh it every day. That I'm getting up today, I'm living my life today, and my object is nothing else but to please Allah. And when a person will do that, he makes that intention, for one, he will get the thawab already of all the amal that will please Allah. So he won't do all of them. In the 24 hours, how much can a person do? Time is very limited. But for all that amal, he will get the reward. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a mu'min is better than his amal. With our amal, we can't reach there. And even when we do it, our amal, we fall short terribly. We spoil up so many things. But our niyat is not, we don't spoil our niyat. Our niyat, we make it, and we make it for the best, best and the highest. And Allah gives according to niyat. Innamal a'malu bin niyat likulli imri'in ma nawa. What a person makes niyat, Allah gives him according to that. So our deen, we can really score very greatly. And we will realize that how much we have earned, no matter how much, it's still short on the day of Qiyamah. And the only way, even there and in Jannat also, that we will be able to have all those ni'mats are by the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. Our amal will fall very short still, no matter if we do all the amal also. And Allah Ta'ala has favored this ummah that is short lives, but little work, and we get great returns. The Jews are like those people who work from Fajr till Zuhr, a long period, and they get a small wage. Christians are those who work like from Zuhr to Asr. It's a shorter period, and they also get a small wage. Muslims are those who work from Asr to Maghrib, very short time, and they get the biggest wage. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also said, there are many murids who come late in their life to the Shaykh, to Hazrat. But in that short time, they go far beyond the others also. And we are taught in the hadith, the poor Sahaba came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and complained that we are poor, we can't go for jihad, we can't go for hajj, and other good deeds, charity, etc., we can't do, we are poor. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, let me show you an amal, if you do it, you will catch up with those who are gone ahead of you. That means all those who are doing those deeds, you'll catch up with them also. And you'll surpass those who are in your time and who come behind you, you will be ahead of them. And what was that amal? Tasbihat-e-Fatimi. So easy, just to read the Tasbihat-e-Fatimi, and you'll catch up with all those people who have done all those great deeds. And you'll go ahead of those who are your contemporaries who are coming behind you. Illa, as that same episode explained, those who will also do it, then that is Allah's fazl. So even the poor can read the 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. So Allah has given us such a deen, made us in such an ummah, and that is all the love Allah has for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that in his sadqah, Allah blesses us with all this. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate it, to make qadr of it, that we are in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So, apne malik ko razi kare khub ham. That must be our object. And this also, if we make that niyat, then we can see how true we are to that niyat, that how much are we doing now in the day to please Allah Ta'ala. At least our 5 times namaz, and that also, are we doing it properly, quantity-wise, quality-wise. If that is our niyat, then we'll do that accordingly. According to a person wants to get married, and he says for the pleasure of Allah. But now he looks for a girl that is not for the pleasure of Allah. He looks for beauty, he looks for status, he looks for other things. That means he's not doing it for Allah's pleasure. He makes the nikah and he goes and have it in a church, for example. Then it's clear in a Hindu temple that he's not doing it. If he's doing it for Allah's pleasure, he'll do it where Allah's pleasure lies. He won't do it in some hall also. He will want to have it in a masjid, and he will try and have it on a Jummah. So all those things he'll show. All the wrong, his dressing will be according. If you are dressing also for Allah's pleasure, then your dressing will be that which pleases Allah. It won't be that which displeases Allah. If we are making namaz for the pleasure of Allah, then in our namaz we won't be dressed like the kuffar. The dressing which Allah hates, which Allah does not like at all, then how can we be gaining? So the niyat of a person, he can check himself very easily whether I'm doing it for Allah's pleasure, or in another aspect, whether I'm doing it to please people, keep the peace in my community. So then you are doing it for that. You are not doing it for Allah's pleasure. If you are doing it to see which side is the majority, then I'll join that side. So you're not doing it for Allah's pleasure, you're doing it for the majority. If you are doing it for any other reason, easily a person can see. If you are doing it for Allah's pleasure, then that will matter to you. Everything is Allah pleased with me in this, or is Allah not pleased with me in this? Then clearly you won't have munafaqat also in you. Make these people also happy, make those people also happy. No, I have to please Allah. The world can get unhappy with me. And if you want to please the people also, there are presently perhaps about 7-8 billion people in the world. How many are you going to please? 20? 50, 100, 200, a million, what is it in front of 7, 8 billion? And if you please one Allah, you have pleased Allah, who is more than all the people from Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah. You have done everything. And if you please this 80, 20, 500, 1,000, million people, it's for a short period of time. How long are they going to live? Perhaps another, nobody is going to praise you for another 50, 60 years. They all got their own things. Here and there they will pass a remark perhaps. And after that they are all dead, you also dead, and it's finished. If you please Allah forever and ever, that will be there. And Allah's pleasure will be also so great. So, and if you please the people, what are they going to do for you? How much can they do for you? If you please Allah, Allah will do everything for you, everywhere. When nobody can come to your aid, Allah is there for you. So we must do things for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Apne malik ko raazi kare khub hum. That we endeavor to strive and go out of our way to please Allah. Let the world call you a fanatic. Let the world call you that you are overdoing it. That you are just now too much one-sided. You're not thinking of other people. You're not thinking of the present times. Let them say, but you try and make Allah Ta'ala. The more you can, make Allah Ta'ala happy. That will give you everything. And it's so clear, if you're going to make Allah happy or khub, very much, naturally, Allah is that kind being who will make you so happy. Whether the world can be unhappy with you, but you will be so happy. You will be magan in Urdu, magan, happy, extremely joyous all the time. Just you make the niyat to please Allah, and Allah will make you happy. No sadness, no sorrow, no fear, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. You just make the niyyah to please Allah and see how Allah will make you happy. And all the people of the world can't make you happy. How Allah wants to, in one, not even a split second, less than that. Allah's qudrat is so great. Hazrat Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the people of Jahannam, their skins will be changed, 70 skins will be changed in 1 second. In 1 second, 70 skins of theirs will be. That is the qudrat of Allah. So Allah ta'ala, if he makes you happy, how happy won't he make you? You can't imagine. Allah's qudrat is that great qudrat that he gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the stick. And with that stick, and that stick was with Musa. وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى قَالَ هِيَا أَصَّائِ. It is my stick. And then he had the opportunity to speak to Allah Ta'ala. So he grabbed the opportunity and lengthened his speech. Where will I get this opportunity? أَتَوَكُّ عَلَيْهَا وَهُشُّ بِعَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَعَارِبُ أُخْرَى. I use it for so many things. Allah Ta'ala said, great benefit it is for you, mashallah. أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى. Threw it down. When he threw it down, a snake it became. That is the qudrat of Allah, what we will call a dead stick that can do nothing whatsoever. Allah made it a living snake. And a snake had all the things of a snake. The brains of a snake, the eyes of a snake, the anatomy of a snake, everything. Just when he threw this, and Allah said, khudha. Now catch it again. Now, just now you said that all my benefits at tawakku aliha wa hushubi al ghanami. Now when I just gave it a different form, now you are frightened. La takhaf. Aqbil wa la takhaf. Now go forward. Don't be afraid. He said one time an imam was making namaz outside somewhere, and then suddenly a snake appeared at the place of his sajda. So he got stuck. He was dumbfounded. Now, snake here. So they giving him, and he was reading there. And they giving him lukma, khudha wala takhaf. Catch it and don't be afraid. And he is a snake here. And they giving me lukma, they correcting, giving what I must read in front, khudha. Then he said, you come and catch it. I was to catch that snake. But yeah, Musa alayhi salam, where he saw all his benefits, now he saw all the fear he had. He was a human being. That's another big masala. That even Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Jalilul Qadr, Nabi like Musa alayhi salam, fear is a natural thing. Human. And Shariat has allowed all these things. That all that, your natural fear, etc., the Shariat has kept room for that also. So Allah said, La takhaf, aqbil, wala, so go in front, catch it. And when he caught it, that same Allah made that same snake, which was just now a living snake and a real snake. Not like the jadugar, thousands of the snakes which were not snakes. It was just a play on the eyes of the people. This was a real snake. And Allah Ta'ala changed it back into a dead stick again. And what can a dead stick do? It's a stick. But when he had to cross the waters, and in front was the waters that are going to drown him. At the back was Fir'aun with his army that are going to kill him. With the same stick now, Allah says, hit the waters. Which is again, according to us, illogical. What benefit of hitting? It doesn't make sense at all. At least hit it on the head of Fir'aun. That will do something. But hitting it on the water, but again Allah showed his qudrat again. That same water which drowns. Allah took out that quality from it. And now Allah put the quality of saving. That when Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel crossed, Allah made 12 paths for them and saved them all. That same word, Allah. And Allah made it in a perfect way. The water walled up. And water is see-through, transparent. They could see one another. When a person comes in that fear, then it's only his life. He forgets his wife, he forgets his mother, his children, and he runs for dear life. And then very soon he comes, oh, where's my wife? Where's my children? Where are these people? And immediately they could see one another. That no, don't worry, all are crossing safely. Nobody is left behind. They could see one another. And when they crossed and Fir'aun wanted to, that same water now, Allah made it his destruction again. So we just make that Allah happy and see what won't he do for us. And he has shown it. And these things are in the Quran Sharif. And our full iman is on the Quran. It is in the Torah and Injil also. And it is in all the world's history. Non-religious people's history. All this is documented. So it's 100% a fact all this happened. And so it is for us just one thing. Apne Malik ko khub razi kare hum. We make our niyat to make Allah Ta'ala happy. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham. That person who hasn't got the dard and gham of Allah, the love of Allah Ta'ala. And this love of Allah, it is called dard o gham. Dard, pain. Gham, worry, sorrow. That is, a person is always worried to please Allah. And there is one thing also, no matter how much a person is doing to please Allah, one pain and sorrow he has, am I doing the right thing? Am I pleasing Allah? Or is Allah displeased with me? For the Jews, the Christians, Allah says, وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. That they fell into dhoka, وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ, with regard to their deen, مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ, what they used to make up their stories. For example, till right now, the Christians, they have got dhoka in their deen. They are following totally opposite of Isa alayhi salam. He never ever said that I am the son of Allah. He never said that I am Allah. And they believe he is the son of Allah. They believe he is Allah. Now, all that, so they got deceived in their deen. And they got all the wrong beliefs. So how many people in the deen that we also, and all this Allah has mentioned of the Christians in the Quran Sharif, for Muslims to take a lesson. Christians are not going to read Quran Sharif. Muslims are going to read. And it's a matter of the Christians. We can all say all those ayats, I'm not going to read them, they don't relate to us. As unfortunately many people also, they have this also. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panipuri Rahmatullah Ali once mentioned, when we mentioned the azab which Allah has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, then many people just discarded, that's for the kuffar. That's not for the believers. All that azab is for the kuffar. So Maulana used to say, think for yourself, when that is for the kuffar and we make those gunas. Now it doesn't mean because we Muslims, now we absorbed. Many people feel like that. We can make gunas what we want to. We are Muslims. We are born Muslims. And we don't have to worry also what's going to happen in the Qabr, Qiyamah day. We are Muslims. We're going Jannah. If that was the case, look at the lives of the Sahaba. The awliya, the righteous, how they were worried of everything. So we mustn't fall in dhoka. Our deen mustn't put us into dhoka. And the wrong things that we have about our deen must see that we are following the proper deen. And that worry all the time, is Allah pleased with me? What will be my condition in the qabr? And even if we're doing, Mana Idris Kandelvi rahmatullahi alayhi, right? A person who gives sadaqah with all the conditions, and there are so many conditions, that our charity, with regard to our charity, but a person gives all his charity with all the conditions. He says, if Allah accepts that, it is his great favor. And when we're giving from haram, and we're giving from doubtful sources, then there's no question also. So even if we're doing all our ibadah properly, and Allah accepts it, it is his favor upon us. Nothing is binding on Allah. That Allah must accept from us. That we have fulfilled all the conditions, now Allah must accept. We are taught, we are more than slaves of Allah. Totally, Allah can do with us as he pleases. We have got no claim on Allah Ta'ala. Nothing is from our side. Our existence is not from our side. Our What ibadat also we do is only by the tawfiq of Allah. Nothing is from us. Allah can do as He wants to. If you buy a brand new Mercedes Benz, it's yours, and then you make it a foul run. It's yours. You can do if you want to do it. If it's somebody else's and you use it wrong, that will be zulm. But you yourself, it belongs to you. Allah can do what else is. We all belong, more than belong, we are fully Allah Ta'ala. So, to have this dard or gham, this pain. So to please Allah Ta'ala, one is that worry. And the other, all what is called, we are mukallaf. Mukallaf from takleef. Allah has put it on us. If Allah made it a test. Fajr time, you like to sleep at that time. Allah made it leave your warm bed. We leave your warm house and go for namaz now. Your zakat, you have to pay. You feel it hard to part with your money. But Allah says, you tolerate your rozas, you love your food, and you love your pattern of your life. But now get up early in the morning, make sehri. Whole day don't drink a drop of water. Don't allow a drop of water to pass your throat. So all that, so this is all that takleef, that dard or gham. So that is where we find Allah Ta'ala. That is what we have. This is a different thing, that these are the beginning stages. And those who find the love of Allah, then that very pain, Allah makes it enjoyable now. Now the rozas become enjoyable. Now namaz, fajr time, forget fajr, tahajjud. And not just quickly managing two rakats of tahajjud, but well before that. And whatever time you are giving, you find that is also short. It's not enough. Your du'as, you are giving 5 minutes, you made it 15 minutes. It's still short. You may, now that enjoyment comes, but that comes later. At the beginning, normally, illa mashallah, Allah put that love from the start. But the normal procedure is that when we take up that cudgels and we do that what is takleef for us, what we are mukallaf of, then Allah makes it easy. And now Allah makes it enjoyable. Now you can't stop reading Quran Sharif. And you can't stop keeping rozas. And you are getting up earlier and earlier all the time. And your time is still not enough for you. You are still short of time. And not for anything else, but just for all the... And now, in fact, your dua is, Ya Allah, I have to die. It's your system, your absolute command. But let me carry on with this, even in my qabr. When the secrets of the Quran start opening on a person, then a person, there's no end to it. It's a sea without a shore. And when Allah opens that, then Ya Allah, let me carry on enjoying this in the qabr also. Then all the namas of Jannah, the food, the fruit, the woman, the scenery, the mansion, all that, it falls from your eyes. Those things are not important now. This is the, and the person who gets enjoyment, Allahu Akbar. As our Shaykh Damat Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, when they were telling Yusuf alayhi salam, you'll have to go to jail if you don't do the despicable, horrible act which Zulaykha wanted him to do with her. He said, Rabbi as-sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilay. That the prison is more enjoyable, ahabbu, to me than what they are calling me to. Whereas many people, even good learned people, that Yusuf alayhi salam, how could he be so stupid? He had such an opportunity with such a woman, and he didn't take that opportunity. No, but what is the reality? That when that love of Allah comes, that the prison of your past is more enjoyable to me than having even that relationship. What type of a woman? How beautiful she was. So this is when that comes. And all this is that we try and make Allah happy. And then now in that path, that little some takleef and mujahada that comes, face it with a bold face. And go through it and see at the end what Allah Ta'ala has kept for you. Ho ke insaan nahi, janwar se wo kam. And a person who doesn't do this, though outward form he's a insan, human being, but he's worse than an animal also. Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah Ali, famous about him in Baghdad, who held a weight so hot in summer. Sun shines so strongly. 12 o'clock in the day, he's walking with a lantern on the street. Junaid, what's wrong with you? That 12 o'clock in the day, when the sun is shining so bright, you walking with a lantern. He said, I'm looking for an insan, for a human. He said, all these here? He said, they're all janwar. I'm looking for an insan. And today also, if we look, we'll find hardly any insan. If we don't have that love of Allah, and it's quite clear who gave us our existence, who gave us our eyes, we go for an operation, doctors charge us R1 million, but still we'll give him a gift also. That you operated, I'm feeling much better, he has a little gift for you. So Allah, who gave us everything free of charge, without asking, without us knowing we're going to need it. Your wife packed your bag, and she packed it such a way, you didn't know. But as you go on your journey, you say, oh, this I need, oh, it's here in my bag. That I need, that more than I wanted, it's all there for me. And it's all packed properly. Allah, at our whole life, every stage. And we don't know of how many things Allah is protecting us now at this moment. One incident we just heard of now, when the earthquake came in Pakistan, and the specific time, specific moments are recorded. But just one moment before that, nobody knew what's going to happen. After just one moment, not people lost their lives, not their families lost their lives, cities and cities, everyone inside. Tomorrow was a court case of somebody, the court and the court case all inside. Somebody had built a house and was going to occupy the next day, the house and them all gone. Somebody was going to get married. There was a funeral. We'll bury tomorrow. All got buried. Those who had to be buried and those who were going to bury them. All of them in a few seconds. Just a few seconds. So this is all Allah's Qudrat. So when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we don't appreciate all these things. Being outward forms of human. As many Buzurg have said, we are just outwardly, but we are inside like wolves, like dogs. We are like animals inside. The Qiyamah day, whatever, a person is like a greedy person, he will wake up like a pig on the day of Qiyamah. Whatever qualities a person has got inside, like that he will be. And those people whom Allah has given basirat, that is, open the eyes of their heart. This Allah shows them in this world already. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, he should blindfold himself. See the people when they're making wuzu, he could see the gunas falling. Hadrat Usman Ghani, radiyallahu ta'ala, advised a young man, stop committing adultery. From the water he was making wuzu, he could see that the guna of adultery falling from there. So whom Allah blesses with that. And here also many of us, we hear this and we feel that I've got basirat. We are blind to ourselves, our own gunas we don't see. But we feel we can see the gunas of other people. And those who are righteous, they cry, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, that Ya Allah, don't show me the gunas. And we look for the gunas. We go out of our way to find and look for the gunas of other people. The way is that a human being is worse than an animal who is like that. So Allah Ta'ala give us this tawfiq. Dosto sun lo tum kuch meri daastan. Oh my friends, listen to me what I have got to say. Ek din phir nahi honge dunya mein hum. One day we won't be anymore in this world. And one other place, Hazrat says, neither will I be there, neither will you be there. They make value of the present time. Make tawbah of the past. And don't worry about the future. Do what we have to do now. Shaitan deceives us and puts us all the time in the thoughts of the past. Or he puts us in the fear of the future. This can happen. That can happen. And what we had to be doing, that he doesn't let us do. and we fall prey to nafs and shaitan. Now what I have to do, what Allah's hukam is on me now, as now I'm talking and we are listening, in our hearts, in our mind, we make the niyat to be obedient to Allah, to be prepared to go through all this mujahada. And then as soon, when adhan will go, we respect the adhan. We reply to the adhan. We respond to the adhan. So a person who will do that, he will benefit. That what is amrihal, Allah's present condition, what Allah has commanded me with. We do that. It's now coming in my heart, I should make tawbah, I must change my life. So don't just let this, that's a great gift Allah has blessed you with, directly from Allah into your heart. Now don't just close the doors to that gift. Make the tawbah and determine, I'm not going to disobey Allah in the least bit now. Whatever it might be, you might be sitting with no beard. You are a person shaving your beard. Your beard is not according to sunnah, though you have got a beard, but it's not according to sunnah. Your dressing is not right. You are wearing the clothes of the kuffar. But just you make your tawbah, still your beard is not going to... If you make tawbah, doesn't mean the beard is going to grow immediately. And a whole first length. It will take its time, but the guna is off you already. You're not going to change your clothes now and now where you are. Or where you're sitting, you're not going to take out your clothes and sit naked here. You will change on its time, but the guna is off your head. With that determination. So that is what we must do right now. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, whenever we are sitting in a bayan and our hearts are moved and we realize, I must change my life, I must correct myself. And there also, Hazrat Ji, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, for example, somebody should tell him, Hazrat makes dua for ikhlas. He should say, Allah Ta'ala increase you in your ikhlas. That whatever we are doing, even if we are making our namazes, so we think I don't have to reform, but we must improve our namazes. Make our namazes complete. The quality, the concentration, devotion in namaz, that we come to that stage, though we are making namaz, we are asking Allah forgiveness for not making namaz. Because it was just an outward form. It wasn't the reality of namaz. When we realize that I'm not even making namaz. I think myself as a namazi, all are looking at me as a namazi. But inside me, I know. Like for example, I've got stacks of money, millions of rand, but all fake notes. What's the use of all that? Or the government has changed the currency, new currency. And the old notes are not acceptable anymore. And I'm sitting with millions and billions of old notes. What is the use of it? So my namaz, I think I got namaz. But if it's not namaz, if it's that namaz which is made into a dirty rag and thrown back at me again, and making baddua for me, as you destroy me, may Allah destroy you. And I'm sitting, وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. I'm sitting happy. I got so many namazes. I got no problem. I got so much of tahajjud also, and so much of ishraq also, and awwabin, and all the namazes, but you got all fake namazes. There's no value in that namazes of yours. So a person, we must be conscious all the time. So one day we won't be here. Let us take this lesson and correct ourselves and do it right now. Not any time later. And even worse, that I'm all right. I hope other people hear this. I think I must make a clip of this and send it to so and so. Let him take a lesson. If we don't take a lesson, how are others going to take a lesson? And whoever feels I'm there already, that person is nowhere. And a person who thinks I'm nowhere, Allah puts him everywhere. Allah makes him mahbub, Allah makes him the beloved of everyone. The people can try their best to try and bring down such a person who Allah preserves and look after. Nobody can touch that person. And who wants to become himself great and honorable, and Allah's shadow and Allah's help is not over him, then that person cannot look after himself in the least. But خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل, again the same, if in your body, in this خاک تن, this body of ours which is made of sand, If the love of Allah is not part of those ingredients of your body, you haven't got that attachment, the love of Allah, then that love of Allah and that nisbat is such thing. Buzurgs have said, our Hazrat used to quote it many times, perhaps it is Hazrat's words or Hazrat quoted somebody else, nisbat usi ka naam hai, nisbat usi ka naam hai, ke uski ghali se tum nikalne na paaye. Maybe it is Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratapgari's words, that what is nisbat and connection with Allah, that when you don't want to think of Allah, you can't stop thinking of Him. Everything is, you just see Allah. When you wake up in the morning, you see Allah. Who gave me the sleep? Who gave me my life again? وَرَدَّ عَلَيَّ رُوحِي. Allah Ta'ala returned my life to me again. Allah Ta'ala blessed me with all these ni'mat. And you look around your room, everything in order. What and what could have happened at night? You look at the phone, what and what messages could be there? What and what messages could have come at night? Allah, you gave me all. You try not to think of Allah, but you can't stop thinking. That is when that connection. You are walking to the toilet. You've got a toilet which is ensuite. Two steps your toilet is. But who gave you the tawfiq to even get up from your bed? If your back you had a problem, your one nerve of how many thousands or millions of nerves in the body, one nerve something went wrong. Now you can't even bend your leg. And the pain that you are facing, forget going to the toilet, you mess yourself, you mess your bed. Who gave you that tawfiq? So a person who's got this reality, he can't stop thinking of Allah. Even when he doesn't want to now, but he can't stop thinking of Allah Ta'ala. That is what is nisbat. That the connection with Allah is all the time. And unfortunately, our case is that even in namaz we don't think of Allah. Which namaz was supposed to be, aqimi salata li dhikri, exclusive for Allah. And we don't even think of Allah. And forget the whole day and all the time that we have to be thinking. A person who has got that way, he's thinking of Allah, he's mort, he waits for his mort. He's not afraid of mort. He's making dua. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, somebody going to the shopping places, shops, he says, see, if mort is being sold, buy it for me. That he's eager, I want to die. Eager to meet Allah Ta'ala. And that person, today unfortunately by and large, we who are Muslims, but we also, the kuffar trait, we have got the Jews trait, that we don't want to die. Just a little bit we feel something, it might cause my death, let me go for treatment. Before mort, we put ourselves in mort already. We put let the doctors cut us up and all that. And just that little fear, this can cause my death. I must take precaution now, immediately. And doctors make you more frightened. And they tell you, if you don't do something, it will be worse. And how many times? Then, not worse, there was nothing. Doctors just put that fear, and that is part of their life, to put fear in the patient. And a person who has got fear in him, you control that person. And that person can't think for himself. He just now, whatever you, that fear that he has got, he just now goes according to that. So Allah, so this body of ours, we also just like the kuffar, just worried of our, but when we have that love of Allah, it will show in everything. Small tests, Allah put COVID tests. And there, who and who didn't fall prey to it? We all went in the wrong direction, closing our masjids, afraid to come to the masjid. Musalla is going to spread the disease. I will get the disease from in sajda. Aqrab ma yakunu al-abdu min rabbihi wa huwa sajid, where you are the most closest to Allah. That came in our head, that is what's going to kill me. Allah is going to kill me when I'm the closest to Him in sajda. Allah is calling me to kill me in the masjid. And we stopped going to the masjid. And how many good people putting that handkerchief down, putting a musalla, that I can't make sajda on the masjid musalla. And now all the truth has come out. They paid how much? 12 million rand to organizations to promote all the false protocols. the truth and reality has to surface. And they themselves are now advertising it, that these organizations, 32 organizations, all the church and the Hindu temple, and unfortunately Muslim organizations also there, which they are saying, no matter, we can deny it as much as we want to. If I say I gave you so much money, you can say, no, he didn't give me anything. But I'm saying I gave it. So they gave all that money, and for what? To false protocols which they're proving from Quran and Hadith. Posters. Advertising all the protocols Muslims must have, going from town to town telling the imams and musallis, close your masjid. And all what was behind that, all the money from all this foundation, that to promote all that. And yet we all fall for themselves. So Allah Ta'ala, when Maut will become beloved, then we will go into Maut. And this not only now, not only the time of the Sahaba. One alim who was of Iran, Irani alim, but our Sunni alim, who was in the Merkaz in Raiwin, he came here to South Africa. They spent time. We had the good opportunity of spending some time. He said that when he sits in the Mashura of Raiwin, he tells them to learn the talks of Iman. We must call people to come to Raiwin. But to learn Iman, we must go to Afghanistan. Or everyone's head, they all who are a little sleepy also, all just got a jolt and woke. What is he saying now? That to learn Iman, we also come to Raiwin to learn Iman. And he's saying to learn the words of Iman, come to Raiwin. But to learn Iman, go to Afghanistan. And he goes every year, just before Ramadan. And he came here, he said, I'm just returning from Afghanistan. And I saw with my eyes, when the Americans were shooting live ammunition, young children, young people, they walking in that live ammunition. They're not afraid. If Maut comes, Maut comes. They're not afraid of Maut. The Maut is a tohfa of a mu'min. But today we look at it like the worst thing that can happen. My deen can go, but my life must not go. Whereas for them, for Maut, I can sacrifice everything, my life, eagerly they should go. And they should make sauda with Allah, business with Allah. At night they are saying tomorrow, and they used to use the word, I will show Allah what I will do. Do it for Riya, for Allah. To show Allah, tomorrow I will fight like this. I will do this tomorrow. And they went and did it also. In fact, one Sahabi in the Battle of Badr, he came and he asked Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what is it that will make Allah laugh? What he meant thereby, that will make Allah extremely happy. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that you take off your armor, all your protection, your prevention to save yourself, and you go without any protection into the enemy's ranks and you fight them. He did it and he became shaheed like that. Whereas we know 100% is a command of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam to take asbab, to use asbab. But we have to understand what is asbab and what is the level of asbab. And Allah is above asbab. Allah is musabbibul asbab. And Allah can use asbab, that is the means. Medicine, for example. Allah can give you shifa through the medicine. And Allah can give you more bimari in that medicine. And which happens commonly. You go to doctor, I was a diabetic, I was taking my tablets you prescribed. But now I see my pressure is gone up. He looks everything, he thinks a little, he says that medicine has caused you now to become a pressure patient now. So what you are looking in your shifa, that has given you another bimari. And it's a regular thing. You go to the hospital for shifa, they say you picked up a bug there. And now you got something else, and that became the cause of the death of a person. And these are daily stories. So Allah can give you shifa in that sabab. Allah can give you more bimari in that sabab. And Allah can give you shifa without that sabab. Allah, it's all in Allah's hand. But as mu'min, we also don't have it. We are also slaves of asbab. And we are worse than a dog also. A dog, you throw a stone at it, the dog will just look at the stone, but immediately come for the person who threw the stone. He knew that it's not the stone that's causing the harm, but the person who threw the stone. So halat that comes is from Allah Ta'ala. But our mind don't go to return to Allah Ta'ala. A person asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, if somebody is attacking you with spears and arrows, what must you do? He said that just go right next to that person. So that person said, I realize you're a true Nabi of Allah. Nobody could give an answer. Halat that come, just go to Allah. Then no halat will come. You just return to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is sending those halat and conditions on you so that you return to Allah. So we just have to return to Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Make inabat. May turn to Allah Ta'ala with a free commodity, which is the most valuable, your tears. Just shed your tears and see how Allah pay the price with the tears of your eyes. And if you pray it at the right time, the right counter, the Hajjud time, and your tears flow, and then see what Allah Ta'ala, how valuable the tears of yours. One tear drop, which is the size of the head of a fly. A fly so small. How small is the head? But that which comes out in the love and fear of Allah is enough to put all the fire of Jahannam off for you. And on the day of Qiyamah, when you will cry and tears will get finished. And then your, what comes out of the eyes, after the tears, everything gets finished, whatever has to come out. Blood gets finished, or blood also, you cry tears of blood. It won't move Allah's mercy in the least, but yeah, one drop of tear, the size of the head of a fly, and it will move Allah's mercy so much that all the fires of Jahannam, no matter how big, seven great big doors of Jahannam, and all inside that burning, for you it will be put off. But just with that one drop of your tear. So we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. Koi qeemat nahi khaak hai, sirf hum. We have got no value if we haven't got that taluk with Allah. Nisbat of Allah. We are just sand, that's all. Abu Gil. We are just sand and we are nothing else if we haven't got that love of Allah Ta'ala. And to check that, check it in our namaz. How much have I got connection with Allah? We like that easily. We like to think, I've got that. And how, what bayans I make on it. Everyone can see how much connection I got with Allah. But check your namaz and see how much connection you got with Allah. See in your du'as, how you fall asleep in your du'as. And you don't even now know where you are in your du'as. If you have that connection with Allah Ta'ala, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, that people who say they feel very sleepy, and they just fall asleep in bayan, how many people just fall asleep? But when they are sitting on the iftari, the dasturkhan, making iftari of roza, he said, did you see anyone fall asleep? That he got up early for sehri, the whole day he didn't sleep, reading lot Quran, now iftari time, now all the samosas and bhajiyas and all are there, and he falls asleep. You don't fall asleep there. So when you have that love of Allah, then that sleep also goes. And that is a condition whom Allah blesses. Those great buzurg, how there was no sleep that worried them also. So that is all when that love of Allah. Do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi. I've got no value in this world and in the year after. That is the true value. Yeah, value with your torn jeans. You can have that value among such people. You're also a janwar and they are even worse janwar. If you have value amongst animals, what is your value? You have value amongst stones and the things that don't know anything. And that you think is your value. Value is by Allah Ta'ala. Value is by the man of Allah. When people criticize you, see who is it. If you see that person has got no attachment with deen, or just an outward little connection, don't worry at all about it. Yet some real dindar person, a person who knows Allah, he's got objection, pay full attention to it. What is the matter? Where am I gone wrong? So if we don't have that connection, in we got no do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi. I've got no value if I haven't got that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Ha, agar aapki ho nigah karam, yes, if you, O Allah, you show kindness to me, and Allah's kindness is unlimited. One person traveling with his father from Hajj, and on the way his father passed away, and he saw his father's face turn black. He got very, very worried. That this is a very bad sign that he no iman. He has passed away without iman. In that sorrow, he fell asleep. And when he fell asleep in his dream, he saw the most beautiful man that could ever be come wipe his hand over his father's face and became shining bright again. He said, Qurban Jai, may my life be sacrificed. Who are you? She said, don't you know me? I'm your Rasul. I'm Sahib-e-Quran. And your father was a great sinner, but he used to read Lord Durood on me. And at his time of need, immediately I came to help him and give him and repay him for all the Durood that he read on me. So even such a person, when you have your connection with Allah Ta'ala, Allah helps that person. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif that those people who commit great, great sins, murder, adultery, all that, and for them will be وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ, whoever does all these big gunas, يَلْقَ أَثَامًا, they are big sinners. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ, their punishment will not be double multiplied, greatly made. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا, and with great humility and disgrace they will stay forever in the fire of Jahannam. People who are sent, who are found guilty and are sentenced already, but even after that, إِلَّا مَنْ تَاب, a person who makes toba, only toba, sincere, proper toba, no big moving mountains from their place. وَآمَنَا, and he brings iman properly. وَآمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, and he does righteous deeds. Then those people who were like that, who were found guilty, sentenced, مُتَابُ وَآمَنُ وَآمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, for أُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّعَاتِهِمْ, all that gunas, we will make them into good deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُضَاعَفْ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ, يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّعَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah is, in any case, Allah is غَفُور, Allah is not only غَافِر, not only غَفَّار, Allah is غَفُور, the superlative. And after forgiveness, Allah is Rahim. And Wakan Allah, that is Allah. What else can you expect? Allah is like that. So what are the mercies of Allah? Allah give us all tawfiq to turn and become sincere bandas of Allah, and to make this niyat ke apne malik ko razi kare khub hum, that our object is to please Allah Ta'ala. And then see what Allah Ta'ala will give us. Allah give us tawfiq.